People's expectations about entertainment aren't what they used to be. What passed for fun as little as 10 years ago can't compete with the stimulating, instant gratification of our iWorld. The owners of the Musée Conti Wax Museum know this too well. Earlier this year, they sold the building, which will close in January and be replaced by a set of condominiums. Sandra Weil gave tours there for nearly 30 years and gives us its backstory on this edition of NOLA Life Stories.
From the very beginning, it was a family attraction, and it was for a good place for school children and field trips. But I don't say it's your number one place to go. When it was first built, it was. I will say I think the success of the longevity of it is because it was so well put together. There's no such thing as a wax maker today. And it's prohibitive. It is absolutely very expensive. I mean, they're running $50,000 up. I mean, think of the labor. The eyes are optical glass out of Germany. The teeth are dentures. The hair is real. For the most part, it was sold by young Italian girls for the process. Between 40 and 45,000 strands of hair in these mannequins, and they have eyebrows and eyelashes, and the men have beards, and some of them you can see like a two-day stubble. It's just a throwback to a time that's gone. I know that one of the workers there, and this always cracked me up, as a young boy was Richard Simmons. And I understand he was a fat little kid. I would say I've given thousands of tours to school children. That's what I did, and that's what I wanted to do. They got a lot out of it. They remember. Their little minds were like sponges. It was so much fun because at the end of the tour, I would ask them questions, and they learned a lot. So it made me feel good. For so many years, we were the four-star main attraction with AAA. We tried to do sound of each set, and it could not physically work because the sound would bleed. We really didn't have the budget to advertise or to, you know, even do the brochure racks, but the main income in the last, I would say, 15 years has been the upstairs and the revenue generated from the parties. We were never in the non-profit segment of museums. I didn't like it because I didn't think anyone like us should take away from like the state museum system and their grants and their volunteers and stuff. So we were always private. I don't know what is going to happen to the wax museum. It closed because we're all old. What people want today, they want sound and light, and they want to be totally entertained. People don't necessarily pay for history. It's not movie stars and stuff like that. It's the history.